You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena Desley, how are you this morning?
Morena, I am really, really well, thank you. How are you, Rachel?
Good, thank you. There's lots of great things happening around Tamaki at the moment. We're going to talk about the football, and we're also going to talk about the government's pledge of $15 million towards the restoration of the St. James. But I do want to touch on the shooting incident in the CBD last week. Obviously, that was quite a frightening situation and a very tragic situation as well, with lives lost. This is an unusual thing for us in central Auckland. And what is the council doing at the moment to reassure people working downtown that it's all back to normal or back to being safe as they would usually expect?
Right. Well, look, I think in my wildest dreams, I could never have predicted the events that unravelled in central Auckland last Thursday morning. You know, what I thought when I woke up was going to be a day of huge celebration due to the opening of the FIFA Women's World Cup really did become a day of tragedy, with three people who had died, including the shooter, and six injured. But it wasn't an isolated incident. You know, my heart goes out to the families of the victims, including that of a police officer. Absolutely sincere condolences. I want to thank the police and first responders who were at the incident rapidly and risking their lives to contain the threat. But very quickly, those people who did respond to that incident did keep Aucklanders safe. I want to thank Auckland Transport, for example, who, you know, immediately made sure that their buses stopped well away from the event. I mean, it was 7:30 in the morning, right in the middle of a, you know, everyone coming into town. There's a lot that's happened since, and we will meet a week milestone later this week, and there will be a significant sort of opening by Ngāti Whātua. After that sort of week-long period, there was a bit of rahui placed initially over the area out of respect, not safety, out of respect. It's part of tikanga, of course, and it included closing the cloud for a short time. Mm. But the city is safe, Rachel. You're right. It wasn't, you know, it was an isolated incident. But there is no doubt in my mind, Rachel, that law and order is pretty much at the forefront, I think, for many people coming into the general election.
I do just have to briefly ask, the mayor was speculating about it in the media before we'd heard confirmation from the police and from authorities around particular details of the incident. This is pretty unhelpful from senior leadership in the middle of an unfolding situation. Is that going to be addressed?
Look, I haven't had a really good chance. I mean, it's just been a crazy few days with FIFA. And, of course, you know, my role in that has been quite significant. But I will be seeing him later today, which is probably, other than briefly at the opening match, is the first time I've really seen him. But I do, you know, from my perspective, I was on my way into the central city when I got the message to turn back due to the event. So kind of haven't had that you know, one-on-one with him that I would normally have. And, you know, my information was coming to me directly from police sources, so I really can't comment further.
Okay, well, we'll probably come back to that one at some point, but let's talk about some positive things. FIFA, as you mentioned, it's been a really exciting week since the opening game on Thursday last week. And what's it looking like for tourism in Tamaki Makaurau? What are we seeing?
Oh, look, it's just been absolutely spectacular. I mean, you know, huge congratulations to Eden Park, who've done an amazing job, the FIFA, the organisers, Taupaki Auckland Unlimited, everybody who's come together for this, you know, quite a number of firsts for Auckland and for Tamaki, well, not just for Tamaki Makaurau, but for Aotearoa New Zealand. I mean, it's the first Women's World Cup to be co-hosted. Mm-hmm. The first 32-team Women's World Cup, the first FIFA Women's World Cup in the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, that's major. The first FIFA Women's World Cup hosted by two confederations, which, of course, Asia and the 11 that make up Oceania. The first FIFA Women's World Cup with 10 stadiums and 64 matches, and Auckland being the host city for seven of the teams' base camps. Look, the numbers have been spectacular at Eden Park. I mean, I think up till now, you know, the FIFA, the Football Ferns rather, had only played to about 1,300 people, and it was over in excess of 42,000 people for their first match. So it's just been spectacular for tourism, for Aucklanders, for everything. And if you haven't been to a match, I would just say, look, going is absolutely going to be one of those things that will forever be in your mind. But if you can't go to one, I also just want to do a big shout-out for the Fan Festival, Fan Zone, as we know, which is also in the Central City, based at The Cloud. I mean, it's got a humongous 34-metre screen, which is the biggest screen ever at a fan festival. And it's just awesome. It's got a whole lot of free stuff. It's got some fantastic acts. I mean, Dick Runga was there in the weekend.
Yeah,
normally people
cool.
pay a lot of money to see her, you know. It's all free. It's fantastic.
It's a very exciting time for the city. Do you have any eyes on the numbers of what we've seen in terms of tourism into Tamaki Makaurau for the tournament?
Look, I haven't seen that yet because they'll wait for the end. But,
right.
You know, I know that, for example, the USA, I think, came with 20,000 or maybe even been 30,000 people with
them.
So, I mean, this is big. You know, hotels are doing really well. Our other tourism ventures are doing well because, obviously, when the tourists are here, they go and do other things as well. Restaurants have given hospitality a bit of a shot to look, it's been great for Auckland, it really has, and we will have the numbers though at the end of the time, but I can just tell, you know, I work in town and you can just see people everywhere, and it's positive, you know, people are smiling and look, I think it's been a big shot in the arm for us as a city and for New Zealand, actually.
Yeah, I would echo your sentiment. I'm a new football fan, but I'm very happy to now be going to plenty of games. It's very exciting. I think it's also the kind of sport that non-sports people can get behind as well, because it's just such a fantastic atmosphere too. So, yeah, I'd also...
And it's just great for women, you know, Rachel. You're a great for women's sport. you know, if I can put a cheeky little a little cheeky comment in here, it's the first time in like six tournaments in 32 years of trying that New Zealand's women's football team has won a match at a World Cup final. And if I just get a little cheeky comment, I'd like to remind you that the men's team still haven't won a match at the two World Cup finals it's competed at. So I'm just, you know, doing a big push for them.
Yeah, it has been an exciting week for sure. Hey, let's talk about the St James, because this is a big one for BFMers. Lots of very happy people to hear that the government is pledging $15 million towards the restoration of St James Theatre. It's been mothballed for 15 years. It's in a pretty shoddy state at the moment. What financial support has the council pledged? Remind us, Desley.
Look, yeah, we've had a long-term pledge in our in a long-term plan, but I'm with you 100%. I think the St James Theatre is a place of outstanding historical and cultural heritage significance. It's 95 years old. It's a Category 1 listed significant building by Heritage New Zealand and Category A in Auckland Council's energy plan. So it's pretty special, you know. And the government announcement last Saturday, which I'm really sorry I couldn't be at, actually, because I had to be at FIFA at Eden Park for the match there, and the timing just didn't work for me. But I know that the Mayor's worked closely with the Auckland Central MP to progress this, and their funding of $15 million to match our funding, along with another $1.5 million from the Manatū Taonga Heritage Equipment Fund, has meant that we have, like, $31.5 million, and work can finally begin on foundation repairs, earthquake strengthening, cultural improvement. So let's talk about...
What's the timeline looking like, Desley? Do we have any indication of that? Because it is going to be a big job. This is not going to be a couple of years. It'll be quite a few, I'd imagine.
No. Look, we need to discuss it as a council. I mean, as I said to you, it was in our current long-term plan under what they call a suspensory loan, and that was put in, I think it was in 2016. And that means that as long as the owner meets the conditions relating to public access and theatre availability, then council wouldn't require repayment of that loan, or it would be waived. So our chief executive will set those conditions, but I would think that given how long ago it's been, I'd expect that the current elected members will have a, you know, some sort of visibility over those conditions. And look, that $31.5 million can only get the restoration so far, but it will be a big a big start. And look, you know, that theatre has been the venue for huge amount of famous acts over the years. Miles Davis, Joni Mitchell, Pet Shop Boys, you know, who else? Chills, Trinity Roots, you know, it's fantastic. And I think that if it's back up and operating, it will fill a gap to that mid-sized venue. Because I think when it was opened, it did like 420 to 2,400 people. So complementing the Civic, Town Hall, RTS Centre in the smaller theatres in the area, really putting that arts precinct back in the city.
It will be a very special thing indeed. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. It's been great to have you on the show. We will talk to you again next week. Take care.
No worries. Have a good one. Thank you.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.